Going back to the moon. One of the projects which was planned by NASA was something called the Gateway. The Gateway was to be a habitat which orbited the moon. Some called it the Lunar Gateway. Quite frankly, it seemed to me to be extra baggage and something we really didn't need to have before getting to the moon again. The Gateway has now been removed from NASA's plans. Contrary to current belief, this does not mean there will not be a space station orbiting the moon in the future. NASA also indicated since the plans to return to the moon are to be carried out by 2024, eliminating the construction of the small Gateway space station gives NASA much more time to develop a space station which is much more meaningful. It is said NASA realized the space station called the Gateway would have put the moon mission behind schedule. These plans have led to talk about putting a lunar colony on the moon. How practical would this be? In my opinion, while there may be some people settling on the moon, we won't have a moon colony since there is no air on the moon and people would have to live under the ground because that is the safest place. I think the people that will be put there will be military and those involved in industrial productivity. If a factory is put on the moon, and it looks like many might be built to mine precious minerals, people will have to live on the moon. It just seems too expensive to have to construct domes and such and some kind of radiation protection so a colony could exist. Remember, this is only my opinion and many people don't agree with it. Strange things have already turned up which referred to living on the moon, such as photographs of what could be a base on the moon, and that base looks very much the same as bases built by humans. Could the military have already gotten to the moon and constructed at least one base on the dark side? There is no conceivable reason why this could not have happened. We demonstrated in 1969 we were capable of landing on the moon, and many people believed we had already been there secretly. There are witnesses who testified they saw the same photos in their official capacity, and the photos were never released to the public. NASA has proposed a strange solution in the race to grow habitat material on the Earth, Moon and Mars. They are proposing and studying the possibility of using fungi. When it is put that way, it doesn't sound very nice. NASA believes growing fungi and using it to build homes is an energy-saving way to create habitats. They believe it would be far cheaper in the long run than building conventional buildings. Here's how the plan would work. The fungi would be dormant while it was being transported, and once it reached its destination it would be watered. It would then, with the aid of a lightweight frame, be formed into a building where humans could live. I have to wonder if anyone has studied the effects of living inside of a fungus-created building using these particular fungi. While it may be easy to create a lightweight structure this way, would it be bad for our health? Another helpful idea which may reach reality and would be useful in designing rockets and homes and other such things is shape-shifting metal. We have heard about witnesses claiming they have seen UFOs which change their shape. Industry has started experimenting with metals which can do the same thing. The shape change takes place when certain temperatures are reached. The shape changes help prevent occupants from becoming too hot or too cold. It is said NASA has invested $2 million into this technology. The material can be programmed to change at certain temperatures. This could be handy if designed for a roof, for example, on an alien moon or planet which becomes very hot in the daylight and very cold at night. NASA is starting a program which in all likelihood will be used to send supplies to the moon. It is known as the Lunar Pallet Lander, or LPL. They have been thinking about using this concept for several years. It is thought a round trip could be made from Earth to the moon and back in about 5 days. Robotic ships could be deployed to reach the moon, release their cargo and return for further use. The way the concept would work is a robotic ship would release the pallet into orbit around the moon. After about 3 days, the pallet, which was equipped with everything necessary to make a landing, would steer itself to its target. One of the system engineers has said, as robotic lunar landers grow to accommodate larger payloads, simple but high-performing landers with a contiguous payload volume will be needed. NASA is struggling to create a cheaper way of employing these pallets. Last year, NASA ordered over a dozen Orion spacecraft from Lockheed Martin. These craft are being built for the purpose of flying a crew to the moon and perhaps Mars. NASA hopes that these capsules can be reused at least once. There is said to be cost overruns as usual in the Orion program. I wonder if anyone is surprised at this. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to get a price quote at the beginning of a project by a big aerospace company which would be accurate? One of the problems with the moon which has just been discovered is there is a chance of astronauts walking on the moon and getting electrocuted. It has to do with the fact the moon has no atmosphere and magnetic field particles from the sun go straight into the lunar surface. This charges the surface of the moon. It was lucky for us and the astronauts who went there this didn't happen to them. It was compared to what happens when you walk on the carpet wearing socks and touch a metal doorknob. Only on the moon that shock would be much worse and you wouldn't need to touch anything to receive it. Will we ever get to the moon again, or will something interfere with our plans such as a virus, war or something else? We can't predict the future, but it seems if we don't have a catastrophe there is a good chance for not only getting to the moon again, but it will happen in just a few more years.